someone in the history of this nation that has dealt with more and overcome more than Donald J. Trump. I don't know of any figure, and this is almost going to sound blasphemous to some of you, but the only other person of history that I know that has dealt with and endured more abuse, more efforts to ridicule, undermine, and even kill is Jesus himself. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody can school me in the historical figure that I've missed. I mean, the Apostle Paul obviously dealt with a lot of abuse and things of that nature. Can I say this for some of you who are concerned about a President Trump presidency? We need to pray for him. Just like we prayed and I prayed and we needed to and we did. We prayed for President Biden. Don't make fun of him in front of me. I don't like that. The Bible's very clear. You do not speak evil of the leader of God's people. You don't do that. I mean, you have to agree with them, but you pray for them and you respect them. And what he's dealing with in his age and his mental faculties and things of this nature, that's not funny. That's not funny. And that's why he should have never been in that office in the first place, because he didn't have the mental capacity to do the job that needed to be done. And again, I'm just saying, okay, maybe I went too far right there, but to do what it's going to take to change the course of this nature, to change the course of this nation, we need a very, very, very strong leader. Now, here is what I prayed for President Trump when he was running the first time, is that God would surround him with people who walked closely with the Lord and that he would listen to. Here's our biblical precedent for that, okay? Darius, Nebuchadnezzar, what are all the different kings? They had a Daniel. They had a godly advisor that they respected and that they listened to. I don't think this is any secret that I'm betraying, but men and women of God that we respect, that we support even as a family of faith, are frequently invited to a President Trump White House. Brother Copeland and others. Now, back to what I just wanted to just, and my grandsons, but the boys were running a fever, and so the pediatrician asked them to stay out of school, and so Pam was keeping them. So I'm standing in line with my two grandsons, you know, trying to make the most of it and be friendly. And when a political party in this country has an official resolution drafted, entered in to their business meeting, all in favor, you know, motion to accept the resolution. Can I get a second? You know how you've been in those business meetings, right? All in favor, say aye, all opposed. Bang the gavel, resolution number whatever, whatever is carried, now becomes the rule of our party. This is what they did. I'm not making this up. This is what they did. The Democrat Party made a resolution. It breaks my heart. The Democrat Party made a resolution to exclude God from their party. It's not enough just to ignore him or pretend like he doesn't exist or not include him. That's one thing. But to go through the legal business proceedings to publicly draft a resolution to exclude him and make it known that we don't want him. And when Vice President Harris was campaigning and somebody stood up and said, Jesus is Lord, and she stopped what she was saying and pointed to that person and said, you're in the wrong meeting. One of the things that I wanted to say to all those people that were voting yesterday is that God is watching you, and you better not cast a vote for evil. You better not cast a vote for evil. Amen. Amen. So I couldn't have said it any better than Matthew. We are the restraining factor in this world. And there is a bullseye on this nation. I don't think any of you have any idea how much our brothers and sisters in Kenya have been praying over this election, and that the conservative party and conservative candidates would be voted into office. We have an ambassador that represents the interests of this nation in Kenya right now that will not speak out against our fellow brothers and sisters and Kenyans being secretly murdered and arrested and disappearing and nobody ever seeing them again simply because they're protesting against their government. You ain't heard nothing about that in the U.S. news, have you? No, and you won't. They have a perspective on it because this is, again, I'm just telling you what Cornelius says to me. And it's true, but it's just unique to hear it from people who are living in another nation. And why are they praying for our elections? Because as America goes, so goes the world. That's the position that this nation has in the world. A strong America means a strong Kenya. A weak America means a weak Kenya. It's just a lot at stake. It's a lot at stake. I don't know that there's ever been a president that I agree with everything they stood for, everything that they believed. But it's going a little bit too far when you want to take tax dollars and pay for men and women in prison to have sex changes. Deuteronomy 18. I mean, again, I'm just saying. And I know, oh, there ain't true. I listened to her say it out of her own mouth. She wasn't embarrassed about that. She was proud of it. And the Bible has a lot to say about being proud of the things you should be ashamed of. Now, this is a country, I mean, this is a nation where if a man wants to turn himself into a woman, a woman wants to turn herself into a man. But for godly people to pay taxes and then that money be you, amen. So last thing I'll say, and then we'll pray. At the same time, there's never been a president in my lifetime that I've agreed with everything that they stood for, everything that they did or what have you. I will say this about President Trump. He is the only president. Some of you in here are older than me. He is the only president in my lifetime since I've been old enough to understand what they're saying and what they actually do. Okay, he's the only president in my lifetime that has either done or tried with everything he had within himself to do what he said he would do if you voted him into office. Up to and including moving the United States Embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing that as belonging to Israel. Go back and look at the records. Every presidential candidate, the Republican conservative presidential candidates said they would do it, but none of them did it. He said, I'll do it. and he did it. So how do you even vote for a politician when so many of them say, this is what I'm going to do if you vote for me, and they never do what they say? You see what I'm saying? So, amen. I hope you like what he says he's going to do, because I'm telling you, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Amen. All right, stand with me tonight. I hope I haven't offended anyone. I'm not trying to offend you. The Bible doesn't say pray for the leaders of your nation if you agree with them. It doesn't say that. It says pray for them that it might be well with you. That it might be well with you. Amen. So, Father, as we begin tonight, we pray for Vice President Kamala Harris. I would imagine that most of us in this room have applied for jobs that we didn't get, competed in some maybe athletic event and didn't come out on top. In other words, we've all, Father, experienced some form of loss or rejection, but none of us have ever experienced it on the scale that she has experienced. And Lord, I know she must be hurting tonight and very disappointed. And so, Father, we pray for her. I pray, Father, that you would reveal yourself to her. I pray, Father, that in the aftermath of all this, as she examines some of the things that she perhaps could have done differently or said differently or positioned she could have stepped away from, Father, that in that soul searching that she'll hear your voice. Father, we pray for President Biden and his family. There are people listening to me right now, some in this room, who know what it's like to have a child struggle with addiction and be troubled by that, and the stigma that sometimes is associated with that. Father, he is dealing, obviously, with some health issues. And we pray for him. We pray, Father, that the transition to the next administration would be a smooth one. Father, that, again, you would surround President Biden with people who know you that he'll listen to. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our nation. I pray, Father, for all of those who literally hate Donald J. Trump. Lord, I pray that their hearts would soften and that they would recognize that this man is a patriot and he has some unorthodox ways of saying things and doing things that turn a lot of people off. He comes across sometimes, Father, as being prideful. Perhaps that's just boldness. But either way, Father, I pray that those who have so hated and despised him and can't find anything good to say about him, Lord, that their hearts would turn. Father, that you would help bring unity to this nation. Father, that as this new administration considers all the different cabinet positions, may they fill them with godly men and women. Lord, may President Trump be surrounded by men and women who know you, who hear your voice, people that he trusts and will listen to. Father, we pray for his safety. We know there have already been two attempts on his life. Never seen a candidate so despised and so hated by so many, Lord. Thank you for your ministering spirits that preserved his life back during the summer, and I thank you that they're surrounding him now to protect him, lest he dash his foot against a stone. Father, give him wisdom. Help him lead this nation in the paths of righteousness. Father, thank you for his great love and his great support for the Christians in this nation. I thank you, Father, that that will only strengthen and deepen so that your cause and your kingdom might flourish and expand around the world. Father, President Trump's desire is to usher in a golden age for these United States I pray that you would help him do it. And I pray, Father, that every citizen of this nation will benefit from his leadership. Father, one of the biggest issues that our president is facing is all the men and women who have come across the borders illegally. Father, some of these people are friends of mine. Good people. One family, Lord, that I won't say their name now, Father, but you know who I'm talking about. They pay taxes every year since they came into this country, even though they're here illegally. They want to be here. They want to be here legally. Father, give our president wisdom on how to send the ones away that are here to do drugs and gangs and violence and just bleed this country dry. But also, Father, a plan that would protect those who are here for the right reasons and want to be contributing citizens of this country. According to the polls, Father, thousands and thousands and thousands of these people voted for President Trump, even though he campaigned on a platform to send them back. It's just a lot going on, Lord. And I thank you for President Trump coming into office for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for being here tonight. Again, a little bit different. A little bit different. I hope you're ready for four more years. I know I am. I know that I am. Amen. Prosperity like this nation has never seen, which translates into dollars to preach the gospel around the world like have never been given in Jesus' name.